Brandon and I are going to do a song we wrote together. We don't get to do that much. It was a while back, and I had just, I mean, just sort of met Emily, but you know, I've been an Indigo Girls fan since I was a teenager. And I know I'm not supposed to tell stories, so I'll be quick about this. But she comes to my house because she's going to write a song with me. And she's honestly my favorite songwriter in life. So I was already nervous and digesting my stomach lining and just a complete freak about this whole thing. And she's there and I'm just like following her lead. And she's like, friend, do you have any ideas for a song? And I was like, no. And she says, well, she starts playing a riff and it's like, do 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 do, and all these notes, and I just drew a blank and I just started going. And I stayed on A for an impossibly long time, never changing chords. She wrote the song around my fear. And she says, go write some lyrics, and I'll write some. We go to opposite sides of the room, and she's sitting on one side, and I'm sitting on one side. And I was like, after half an hour, I was like, I came up with it. Throwing coins in a wishing well, if I couldn't count, then I couldn't tell, wouldn't worry me when my wishes don't come true. And she goes, okay, friend, I've got some too. 7 nights and 7 days, it made my world to see your face. Sweet harbinger of sin, the serpent's been let loose. So just keep this in mind. Thank you.